Hey, Rumi, I'm home. Hello? There you are. Looking for something? So, it's just complete coincidence that the place I pretended to hide that key you gave me is completely rummaged? Yes, I pretended to hide it when you were looking. I've kept it on me since you gave it to me a couple days ago. Why? Because I figured if you didn't have the self-control to keep the key yourself, I better not keep it around where you can find it. Seems like I was right. Of course I know what the key is for. I mean, you came up to me on the 1st of October, all nervous, and asked me to hide away a key for the rest of the month. You spent like an hour in the bathroom putting it on. I figured you would tell me if it mattered to you. I don't mind holding it for you either way. It's not that big a deal. Well, for me, anyway. I'm sure your mind's a bit more, occupied. I've held chastity keys for plenty of people. Some just wanted me to hold it. Some wanted a more active touch. And what about you? Do you want me to really take control over you? See, I think you do. Judging by how quickly you broke on your own, I think you need somebody to keep you in check. I knew it. But I'm going to need a little bit more enthusiasm than that. Little more. Beg a little more as well. Please, please, I need a mistress to take charge of my orgasms. Please. Well, when you beg so sweetly, I guess I have no choice but to accept. May I kiss you? Okay, so first of all, come sit down on the couch, and I want you to take the key for now. No, no, no. Putting it away. I just don't want to hold it while we talk about boundaries and stuff. Afterwards, you're going to give it right back to me. First things first, the time you're going to be locked up for. I think that one is obvious. Unless it's some kind of emergency, I'm not going to let you out until the 1st of November. At all. I can be mean or gentle if you want, but this one, I have to be stern on. Agreed? Good. Then, anything specific you want me to call your locked up bits? That's okay. Maybe I could say things like how I have you locked up rather than, you know, down below. Yeah? And what should I call you? Like pet or kitten or something? Just pet? Alright, and you can call me mistress. In fact, How about when we're in private, you can always, you know, you will always address me as mistress. Well done, pet. Oh, and of course, anything for more humiliating stuff? No, it doesn't have to be anything too heavy. Maybe just something like desperate or needy, slut, perhaps? You like those, then. Yeah, kinks and stuff. So, what things do you really want to do, and what stuff is completely off limits to you? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you got it. Although one specific thing I wanted to ask about, what if when we are home alone, you're always naked? It's fine. I didn't really expect you to agree to that anyways. I did have an alternative. Instead of always being naked, I can tell you to strip and service me? I don't really mean it like a demand, though. More like asking for sex, but a bit spicier. Yeah, yes, you can of course still say no or yes the same. But you know, then, when you say yes, you're not just agreeing to sex. You'd also be an obedient slut for me. Oh, you like being an obedient slut, Then why don't you show me just how obedient you are and hand me back your key? Good slut. Let me just get it around my necklace. I like that. Do you like it? This way you can always see your key dangling right in front of you. So close, yet so far away. Makes me feel really powerful. Kiss really well, you know that? But let's not get distracted too much. I still haven't actually seen you in chastity, so why don't you strip naked for me and show me, pet? A little slower. Oh, wow. I mean, I've seen you naked around the apartment before, but seeing you like this is just, wow. Come here. I want to kiss you more. You know, when you gave me that key a few days ago, I didn't expect it to result in so much kissing. It's actually getting me pretty horny. Oh, you're a very good slut. Hold on, sit on this pillow though. better for the knees than the floor. Now go on. Take off my pants. You're unzipping them with your mouth? Fuck, that's so hot. Why have I never seen this side of you before? Pull my panties off with your mouth, too, slut. Good slut. Good pet. Now come up, 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 and stop. Not a centimeter further. That's some very good whining, slut. I can tell you want to please me. But I don't think you're desperate enough for it. So keep whining and begging for it. No, not enough yet. Come on, beg harder. Beg for me to let you please me. Keep begging, slut. By the end of the month, I'm going to have you so well trained. Whenever you're horny, all you're going to be thinking about is how much you want to please me. Because you'll know my orgasms are so much more important than yours. Go on, slut. Tell me how much better mistress's orgasms are than yours. Good slut. Go ahead. That was wonderful, pet. Come here. I want to kiss my cum off your face. Hey. I'm supposed to be on top here. You did so wonderfully, pet. I think you've learned your lesson, haven't you? You're not going to try to steal the key from now on? Good, pet. See, I told you you just needed to be controlled. Because now, if you try to come, you'll also be disappointing me, your mistress. And you don't want to disappoint me, do you? Good pet. Now, let's go get cleaned up and then order some dinner afterwards.
I think you need a cold shower anyways.